Brett, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks, Jane.
Your father, Charlie Harper, remains one of the most recognizable Cincinnati artists even now, almost a decade after his death. The recent reissue of his book, Beguiled by the Wild, is a pleasure to his many fans, and I'm sure to you, too. What can you tell us about this updated edition, and how does it differ from the original 1994 publication?
Well, we brought it out this year because the other book had sold out a long time ago, and the only way that people could get a hold of it was either secondhand bookstores or on the internet. And what's really special about this book is that it includes all of the serigraphs that he produced between 1968 and his passing in 2007. And it also includes all the print descriptions, the puns, the writings that he did for each print. So it's really a vehicle for getting his work out again, the special serigraphs that he did, and a new audience in many ways.
So there are additional illustrations.
There are. There are additional serigraphs, and some of the lithographs that had been in the other book have been removed to make way for them.
Tell us more about the essays that are included in this new publication.
Okay.
One of them is by you, I believe.
Oh, well, yeah, I had an introduction talking about what it was to work with him, and we were partners, and for many years, we were an art family, Charlie, Edie, and my mother, and myself. And so I talk about that and what it was to be part of that family. And, of course, the introduction by Roger Karras is still in the book, The Animal Activist. The book itself, though, the print descriptions, I always felt that Charlie was as much of a fine writer as he was a fine artist. And a lot of people don't realize that when he first did his prints for Four Times magazine, that E.B. White was the person assigned to write his captions. The writer of the Book of Style and Stuart Little fame. And then when he went on to New York and to other things, Charlie started writing his own copy for his prints.
How would you describe the hallmarks of your father's art, and what were his aims in developing that distinctive style?
Well, he dubbed his own work minimal realism. The way he put it, he liked to strip down the essence of a subject to its basic form. And so he wasn't truly an abstract artist by any means. He was still representational, meaning that any of us who look at one of his works can immediately recognize what the subject is. So I'd call it mid-century modernism, at least many people do. He carried on that style pretty much throughout the rest of his life.
It's sort of a stripping to the essentials.
Yes, right. Down to really what you can create using basic drafting tools, French curves, other tools.
So did you watch him working when you were a child?
I did. I watched him a lot and participated in screening. And, it was very intriguing. I remember watching him when he did the Golden Book of Biology, which took about a year. He was always a very hard worker. He worked from 7 in the morning till about midnight every day. You know, he produced so many thousands of images that it's staggering, really, to think about.
Did you ever think of being anything other than an artist growing up in that household?
Well, I do art. I also have always wanted and do a lot of writing. So those are the things that came naturally, I guess. And it's really hard not to be an artist of some sort when you live in an environment like that and have that much encouragement.
What's been the response to the new book?
Oh, it's been huge. We had an opening the other week down in downtown Cincinnati, Fabulous Frames and Art. We had several hundred books and sold out in a few hours. The book now has been approached by a German publisher to produce it, to translate it into the German language. So we are signing a deal there. They're going to print as many as the American publisher. So it's all very encouraging.
Well, I think another indication of Charlie Harper's continuing appeal is that the National Park Service chose to celebrate its 100th anniversary this summer with a traveling exhibition of park posters, which had been commissioned from him. Did you see that show anywhere?
I know about it. I know that it originated at the William Howard Taft Historic Site, and it then traveled around to several regional venues, several regional national park sites. I've gotten some photographs of it, and I think it just now came back home. So it traveled for maybe 2 months.
Are you personally as drawn to the natural world as your father was?
I am, and I attempt to carry on his mission. And back in 1966, we found a letter last year in the files where he says that if I hadn't become an artist, I'd become a conservationist. And I feel very strongly about that as well. About a year before he passed, he asked if I would carry on the mission of conveying what he was feeling about nature, trying to preserve it for children who come along, for them to enjoy it and appreciate it. And I said that I promised him that I would. So that's really behind my efforts. And I think, too, that his art really makes people smile. It makes them love the outdoors in a sort of a non-threatening way.
Well, I'm sure that the many Charlie Harper fans are smiling to have a new edition of this iconic book. Thanks so much, Brett, for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
We've been talking with Brett Harper, son of the beloved artist Charlie Harper, about the reissue of his father's book, Beguiled by the Wild. The book is available at all 4 locations of Fabulous Frames and Art Gallery. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.